Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, you have now just entered 4th Street. My name is Kobe.
I'm Charles, not Charlie.
I'm Charlie, not Charles.
Don't mix us up.
And Smooth Austin.
And we are the 4th Street Sportsmen, and this is the 4th Street Sports Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Radio Land in general, welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. I am your host, Kobe.
I am Charles, not Charlie.
I'm Charlie, not Charlie.
You got to give the intro, yes. Right? Don't mix this up.
And we have a new guest.
Yes, we do.
On
today,
the show.
We have a special guest. Introduce yourself, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. My name is Garrett Grove, and I am the Monday and Wednesday host for Southern Miss Today.
Holla.
Double G, a friend of the show. For everybody, he knows his sports too as well, though. And you may have heard him on Southern Miss Today and many other platforms on WUSM. Oh, we can't forget show on Thursday. I forgot what's the show on Thursday again? The Eagle Hour,
the Eagle
right?
Hour,
the
Eagle yes. Hour.
Goodness gracious.
You're a former host of that show.
Dude, I be doing too many shows,
dude,
bro.
Yeah.
It's on my mind. But anyway, before we get it. Wait, of course, we're doing our intro currently. We have our Eagle Eye, which we're recapping every sport that took place this weekend, this week in Southern Miss. Also, we got our debate section, which will be later, in the show. And we will be discussing March Madness. And then, of course, at the end, we will be giving our flowers and right before we get into our outro, of course. So, before we get into our Eagle Eye and we recap our sports today, we have some breaking news that just happened about 30 minutes ago.
This is huge.
In a tweet today from the Conference USA, hold up. I got the wrong tweet up. Excuse me.
Basically, it's been a resolution to the probably a month-long dispute between CUSA and Southern Miss and all the other schools, Old Dominion and Marshall. Obviously, we thought that it was going to go to court. Then it kept getting pushed back. And now they finally reached a settlement, an agreement.
So, thank you, Charlie. I got the tweet up now. In a joint statement from Conference USA, Marshall University, Old Dominion University, and the University of Southern Mississippi, Conference USA, Marshall University, Old Dominion University, and the University of Southern Mississippi have reached a resolution that allows the schools to withdraw as members at the end of the academic year. Conference USA will move forward into the 2022-2023 academic year with 11 members. The universities will compete as members of the Sun Belt Conference. So, after a couple months of a lot of back and forth, we finally had a resolution, and now, at the end of the academic year, Marshall, Old Dominion, and of course the University of Southern Mississippi will become members of the Sun Belt Conference.
And is the same the case for schools that are going to non-Sun Belt as well?
I believe so. Only just got the statement for right now, but
gotcha.
We will get more into that later in the show, toward the later part of our debate. So we will get into that. But let's get into our Eagle Eye. Of course, for those listening for the first time, our Eagle Eye is when we discuss sports that happened during the week with Southern Miss and everything going on. So let's start off with baseball. And I got one question. Did someone say a sweep?
Yes, get the brooms out.
Did someone say it? Of course. The Golden Eagles earned a series sweep against Western Kentucky on the road, outscoring the Hilltoppers 35-10. The bats were going for Southern Miss over the weekend, especially for Christopher Sargent. The 4th Street Player of the Week combined for 7 runs, 10 hits, and 12 RBIs in 3 games. He also had 28 putouts, too, playing on first base. The Golden Eagles had a close first game at 10-8, but only allowed 2 runs for the remaining games. They took the second game 14-2 and then mercy ruled the Hilltoppers on Sunday 11-0 to earn the sweep. Hurston Weldrep pitched a 7-inning shutout, allowing 3 hits and fanning 13 batters for the win. Southern Miss is now 17-7 on the season and returns home for a crucial home matchup against La Tech starting this Friday at 6 p.m. Obviously, this is a big rivalry between the two. They have played each other 11 times last season, with the Bulldogs winning 7 of the games, including the last 2 in Ruston. So this weekend, you do not want to miss. This is a big series coming to Hattiesburg at the Pete. You do not want to miss this. Moving on to Charles with softball.
Yes, softball. Softball did not have the same success as baseball did, as they were swept, unfortunately, by the University of Alabama at Birmingham, a.k.a. UAB, at home this past weekend. They trailed closely behind UAB in every game, with the largest margin of victory being just 2 runs. The Golden Eagles now sit at 18-5 and 1-8 in conference play, with a 5-game losing streak going on right now. So they are finishing a doubleheader against Jackson State in Jackson, and they will have the weekend off before a big home matchup against in-state rival and defending champs, or at least on the baseball side, so Mississippi State at 6 p.m. next Wednesday. So I'm sure that's going to be a packed house. If I can make it to that game, I'm going to make it to that game.
Yeah, that Alabama game set the record for home attendance just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so I can't even imagine what State's going to do then.
Yeah, probably similar. They played last year. It was a good turnout. Obviously, they're on that little skid right now. We might have updates from that doubleheader. The first game was supposed to be 2, but haven't seen anything on sidearm or anything. So we'll try to get that to you.
But I am genuinely excited about that Mississippi State matchup.
Yes. Yeah. Moving on to men's basketball. We, of course, got to have an update on that pretty much every week now. Artur Knutschuk entered the transfer portal after sitting out the past year in his home country, Estonia. He had an injury that sidelined him for the whole year, so he spent time at home, but now with 6 other players entering the transfer portal, it's his time that he decided to also go. So now 7 Golden Eagles have hit the transfer portal. And moving over to our guest host, Garrett.
Oh yes, thank you so much for that, Charlie. So for track and field, Southern Miss Track and Field began their outdoor season this past weekend with 2 events. They started at the Bulldog Relays in Starkville, where Jordan Spear won the women's hammer throw. Isabella Simonelli also finished 3rd in the throw, with Kaya Ludgood finishing 3rd in the event on the men's side. Samilla Colby had a big indoor season as a freshman and continued where she left off. She picked up a 1st place in the 800-meter, and senior Sandra Spott finished for 2nd place. Southern Miss also competed at the Texas Relays, one of the most prestigious collegiate track events. Trinity Benson highlighted the Golden Eagles' success there, running for a personal record of 11.62 seconds in the 100-meter to take 5th place. Now, Southern Miss turns to host their only home track event of the season. The Southern Miss Invitational starts this Friday and runs through Saturday at the Soccer and Track Complex right off of 4th Street. Make sure to go and support the team. And as a reminder, it's their senior night.
Got some big seniors. Yeah,
I'm definitely excited for this because I'm going to be there reporting on it. I'm very excited about that. So if you want to meet, have the distinct honor of meeting a 4th Street sportsman, come to the event. You might see me.
Hey, you gotta wear our shirts. You gotta wear our shirts.
I will try to remember to do that. But yeah, if you see me, I will give you a fist bump.
Yes, a free meet and greet with Charles. Charles, moving on to tennis.
Your favorite.
Yes, my favorite. Tennis. Yes. Southern Miss women's tennis won their 30th straight home victory this past weekend in a 7-love sweep against Mississippi Valley State University. It's 7-0. It's a tennis joke. Anyway, congrats to head coach Steven Scrum and his squad for the impressive accomplishments at home over the past few seasons. They now sit at a 10-2 record and won lost a matchup against Alcorn State today at home. Kobe, can you get me posted on that? They then play against La Tech and the University of Alabama at Birmingham this weekend in the crucial conference matchups at the end of April. Men's tennis also picked up wins against MVSU this weekend and play Alcorn today before traveling to Boca Raton this weekend to play FAU.
Yes, and we're still also waiting updates for women's tennis. They started at 2, so that was a placer.
Yes. So, beach volleyball is back in Hattiesburg, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you come out this weekend to the Beach Invitational at the Beach Volleyball Complex next to the next to the Wellness Center where we play indoor volleyball. But beach volleyball is back. They have an invitational starting Friday, April 1st. So don't be a fool and miss out on this. It will be running through Sunday. On Friday, they play Nicholls State and Chattanooga and Huntingdon. And on Saturday, they will be playing Spring Hill and Texas A&M Kingsville. So do not miss out on that. Also, this weekend, we will be moving on to football. And it's that time of spring, everyone. Head coach Will Hall and his squad are ready to show you what they've been doing this spring practice in the annual spring game held at M.M. Roberts Stadium, a.k.a. The Rock, this Saturday at 10 a.m. So
10 a.m. Oh, has that been updated?
Yes,
no, it was always 10 a.m.
It was always at 10 a.m.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to Coach Hall. I saw him the other day. He gave me a fist bump. Mm-hmm. He's a really cool dude. I appreciate you, Coach.
Yes, and also a quick update before we go to break. In softball, they did defeat Jackson State earlier in the first game, 5-3, and currently in the second game, the score is 10-0. Southern Miss in the top of the fourth inning with two outs. So that's the update currently with softball right now. So right now we're about to go into the break. So after a sponsored message, Charlie.
I just want to notify our listeners or our viewers on Facebook that throughout the day we will be hosting a slideshow of Doug Eddard pictures in memoriam of St. Peter's historic run.
I bought one of his jerseys, y'all.
I'm gonna try to. We'll get to that.
I'm gonna try to wear that under one of the broadcasts.
Yes, we will. We will talk about the Peacocks coming up.
Woohoo!
So when we come back, we will be getting into our debate section, and of course, we will be talking March Madness and St. Peter's run. So we will be. When we come back after a sponsored message in California Love by Tupac and Pushing P by Gunner in the Future.
Let's go.
Featuring Young Thug, we will have our debate section.
Yes.
This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio. Welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. If you know that sound and you know what we're getting into next, Ladies and gentlemen, after 4 long weeks of a big March Madness, 64 teams, 68 actually if you count playing games, we have now come to the Final Four. We're technically still on 4th Street, but we have arrived in New Orleans. 4 teams left. And before we get to the Final Four, who filled out a bracket in here?
I filled out a bracket.
I did as well.
Yeah, we didn't, right?
Whose bracket's better, mine or yours?
You know, that's a good question. Technically, it's the accuracy on. I checked ESPN before I came in today. It was at 60%, though. I doubt that you probably did worse than me because I doubt you chose Kentucky.
Yeah, no, ooh. I got. Okay, well, I will say that of all the Final Four teams that are active right now, only one of them are a team that I picked, and that would be Nova. And I've got them winning the whole thing, so.
Okay, so you're going with Nova. That's respectable. Yeah. What is it now? 4 years since they last won?
Yeah.
That was the best game I've watched.
Just kind of how it shook up. But the rest of my Final Four was Villanova playing Auburn and then Baylor playing Texas Tech.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Are you talking about Villanova against North Carolina?
Yes.
They actually won 2 years after that, actually.
Yeah, they remember, did. Remember, they won two titles.
Remember Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah.
He was the MVP when they won against Michigan, I believe, in 2018, 2019.
Is he still in Milwaukee?
Yes, he's still in
Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not in Milwaukee. He's hurt, right?
He's not in Milwaukee, and I believe so.
He got traded.
Yes, he got traded.
Man, and he was so good for the Bucks.
Dante DiVincenzo, man.
He got traded to the Sacramento Kings.
That's why we haven't heard of him in a while.
That man saw an opportunity to take advantage of his popularity and took it and declared for the draft.
Yeah.
And has not looked back.
I mean, that's what we love about this tournament is the heroes that get made, right? And you were saying the villains. We don't have a villain right now.
We don't have a villain right now. We need more villains. We need more Grayson Allens and more...
Because in the final...
Christian Laettners.
Christian Laettner was hated. I watched his 30 for 30. He was hated.
Christian Laettner, the greatest basketball villain of all time.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. But anyway, to get on to our Final Four, on one side of the bracket, we have Kansas, who is the remaining number one seed left in the March Madness, taking on Villanova. And the one that I'm interested in the most, we have number 2-seeded Duke taking on number 8-seeded North Carolina.
Yeah, that's the first time they've met in the tournament.
It's the first time in the Final Four, I think.
So. Well, yeah, first time they've ever met in the tournament.
Which is wild
because they, you know.
That's not true.
No.
Didn't they play against each other in a championship a while back?
No.
You might be thinking.
Duke Butler or something.
Don't
do that because Butler almost won when Gordon Hayward.
Yeah,
almost
Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker, Josh Hart,
John Wall.
That last shot, I haven't addressed this with anybody yet, but I just thought of this. That last shot with Purdue in that St. Peter's game, very reminiscent of that Gordon Hayward moment because that would have tied it and sent it into overtime.
Yeah.
Speaking of March Madness, what did you guys remember the most from? Like, what was your biggest standout moments? Actually, and what was your thoughts on the tournament this year?
You know, honestly, for me, I would say that it was still a very good tournament, even though the team I picked to win it all, University of Kentucky, lost to St. Peter's, that team that two of y'all are completely obsessed with.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten there yet.
Oh, yeah, but honestly, this has been a very enjoyable tournament. And as much as it's been, like, I can get into this mindset of just hating St. Peter's, I remember being in a walk-ons back on Friday and them playing Purdue. I was watching that game, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? They're going to win this game. And for what it's worth, it's actually been kind of enjoyable to watch. So, can't completely hate them.
I think it's interesting because the only three teams, 15 seeds, to get past 16, right? Well, no.
They were actually
they were the first team to make the Elite Eight.
That was a 15 seed,
There was only two teams to make past the second round, and those were Florida Gulf Coast, Oral Roberts, which was last year.
I was really hoping they would make a return this tournament, but they unfortunately did not.
But this was Oral Roberts 2.0, taking up
was.
A notch. That back-to-back was just super fun. And interestingly enough, the only games this tournament I have watched through and through have been all of St. Peter's games. First game I was watching was Kentucky because, you know, I wanted to see how they would fare, and that was one of the best games I've watched. Then I actually caught St. Peter's playing Murray State when I was on vacation, And what they did with to Murray State, you know, 21 game winning streak, longest active in NCAA, only lost two games the whole season, beat them. I mean, it was just insane. But I think that St. Peter's, obviously, this was probably the greatest Cinderella run we've ever seen.
Don't get me wrong. I love the St. Peter's run, but it has nothing on Florida Gulf Coast. Goodness gracious. Florida Gulf Coast. I love that run. And just because I remember they beat Georgetown, I think they beat Miami, and then they beat somebody else. I love that run mostly, but this St. Peter's run was something to look. That was some, but we always look forward to that because Loyola Chicago made it to the Final Four last year. Am I right on that? I don't know.
I don't think the Final Four, but we can
fact check that later.
Yeah,
I love this tournament. A lot of upsets I actually saw coming. I actually saw Baylor getting knocked out early when they went up against me. Actually, me and Charles was actually talking about that. I saw Baylor getting knocked out early. I also saw Gonzaga not making another run.
I didn't, as you guys heard. I had them in the Final Four. Yeah. I should have listened to Kobe.
Yeah, I didn't see the Zags going to the Final Four this year. Houston, I really became a Houston guy during this entire run.
They've been doing really well the past three seasons.
But yeah, I don't know what the coach has had those guys looking really good. Yeah, like you said, the past 3 years, and they always are competitive, man. They always been a competitive team to me, and I'm actually glad they made it this far. I wish they would have been in the Final Four this year, but Villanova being a better team that they were, they were able to make it as well. But yeah, most of these upsets I saw, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't see Auburn losing early. That was the only team I really didn't see losing early. I thought Auburn was gonna make it at least a run to the Elite Eight, and but yeah, and Duke, I'm not surprised. A lot of people were surprised at Duke making it this year because of the year that they kind of had, and then of course the bad taste in their mouth that they had against North Carolina in Coach K's final game at Duke.
Right.
But I'm not surprised Duke made it this far, and they're in the Final Four again. So, yeah.
And, you know, I really had to just mirror a lot of what you just said, Kobe, because really going back to Auburn, I honestly picked them to make it at least to the Final Four, not win it, but I picked them to make it at least to the Final Four. And what we saw was the team from the SEC that went the farthest was Arkansas. And that was something that I definitely did not expect.
Yeah, and Arkansas taking down the number one overall seed, Gonzaga, out of all things. Because, again, Gonzaga is, I guess, since they made the championship against North Carolina that 1 year, they've always been picked number one. And for Arkansas to take them down early when they did,
yeah,
it was surprising because a lot of people had Gonzaga going all the way and winning it this year. So,
oh, yeah. But Duke, which was the second thing you were talking about, I picked them to make it to the Final Four. Now, in terms of going to the championship, I guess we're going to talk about that in a second. I'm a little more skeptical about that. I'll just say that.
Charlie, did you give yours?
I'm picking Duke to win it all. I want Duke to win it all. It's not necessarily that I think they are the best team there, but as we've seen in this tournament, that has not really mattered at all.
Really hasn't. Do we want to get into Final Four predictions?
Yes. Honestly, right now? I really wish St. Peter's was in there. You know, well, Duke, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I can go first. I have Duke getting revenge and taking down North Carolina, and Coach K goes to his last. I think he goes to one more championship game before he retires. And their opponent, I'm going with the University of Kansas on this one. I don't know why. I just want to see a Duke Kansas Final Four championship because it feel. I ain't gonna lie, the atmosphere of that is gonna feel like one. Every time I see Kansas there, I love seeing them there because we're used to seeing UNC, Duke, Kentucky. I honestly want to see a Duke Kansas Final Four championship.
I do have to say though, right now North Carolina, like after seeing them play the last couple of games, they are they are gonna be a tough team to beat. Armando Bacot, just insane numbers this tournament. Really force inside, and then they got that great guard play that they have. I'm not really too well versed on Duke. They've got their Paolo Is their star player. Yes.
Wendell Moore Jr. Being a key part for them. That's gonna be great. I love it because I love rivalry games, bro. I love it. Duke, UNC, you can never get enough of it. And now that it's on a big stage for the Final Four, it's going to be great. So, I got Duke and Kansas in the Final Four. Who do you have, Charlie?
Oh, I said I got Duke. And then I'm probably going to go with Kansas, too, just because they've been really good this tournament, just all season long.
You know, seeing as I've got Villanova winning the whole thing, I've got Villanova advancing, and you know what? I'm really rooting for Coach K going out on top, so I've got him advancing to the championship game. As much as it pains me to say this, because it would make me wrong, I do kind of want Duke to win the championship, because that would be the perfect send-out for an iconic coach.
And honestly, that is a good sentiment indeed. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to pick North Carolina beating Duke. And Villanova, I'm sorry, Charles, succumbing to Kansas.
Oh my gosh, dude.
North Carolina and Kansas.
Yeah. Went the exact opposite of my route, man.
That would be interesting. I don't know when the last time if that has ever happened, because all of these have like implications that have had happen before.
Yes,
North Carolina and Villanova.
We could be seeing a rematch.
That would be a great rematch there.
We could be seeing a rematch. Of course, we got Duke and Carolina, Kansas
has got to have history with both of those schools.
I feel like they do. I feel like we've seen a Kansas North Carolina championship game. I feel like we have, probably haven't, but. Whatever. But
we're gonna see.
And I have Kansas spoiling Duke's chances at getting the championship game, to winning another championship. That's what I have. So I have Kansas winning it all.
For me, I had North Carolina. But here's an interesting question, though. What I'm curious about is kind of transitioning to a different type of bracket, the women's bracket. Who do y'all think is going to win that?
I just saw it last
time. That's going to be super competitive. Yeah.
That's Louisville and South Carolina. Uh-huh.
That's going to be a great game.
Stanford and UConn.
Also going to be a really good game.
I didn't watch it, but hearing the game, I mean, UConn's kind of the favorites always. South Carolina has also been really great these past seasons.
Yeah.
But just with the duo having Paige back and Bud, I don't think anybody can stop that.
I mean, almost
got stopped last night. But
Paige buckets went off in overtime, bro. She did her thing. Yeah. That South Carolina Louisville is going to be a tough one to pick, though.
That's going to be a toss up right there. It's going to be a great game.
If I had to pick a Garrett, I say South Carolina edges Louisville. I think that's gonna be another overtime game. I think Dawn Staley and those girls pull it off. And you know what? South Carolina versus UConn in the championship.
That'd be great. I'm not counting Stanford.
Like, I'm not counting them out, but
reigning champions.
Yeah, they are. They won last year.
Yes. I'm not counting them out, but
and
Paige
who did they beat?
That was a great game. I'm trying to remember.
Did they beat Baylor or something?
No.
It was.
Yeah, I think it was actually. I think it was Stanford final.
That was a great game. I remember this tournament has been on both sides has just been before in the preliminaries, there were so many buzzer beaters. Just like really exciting.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah. Well, on both sides. Just say Stanford Women's Championship.
They defeated Arizona.
Arizona, that's
54-53.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So here's kind of a funny story. My family always fill out brackets, and with the introduction of the first four, for the first time in women's tournament history, by the way, we were all going to fill out brackets, but I started one, but I never finished it. Mm-hmm. And my dad forgot to fill out his, and my sister didn't fill out hers, and I don't think my brother filled out one.
Shame.
So by default, my mom put together a bracket. And because she was the only person with a pool that was actually submitted, she won by default, even though she had a lot of she puts a lot of heart into her her things. She had Mercer in the Final Four because her dad is from up there. So
shout out to Mercer. Shout out to
Andy. Yeah,
that's in Georgia, right? I believe.
But shout out to you for winning the women's tournament bracket, Mom.
And the Arnold family competition.
Right.
Y'all didn't say who y'all had going for it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. Again, I'm kind of breaking away from the grain. I did expect UConn to make it to the championship and win it, but I pictured South Carolina losing to Louisville. So,
okay. Yeah. So you have a Louisville-UConn Final Four.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Charlie, who you said you had again?
See, this I'm is... Oh, did you say him or me?
No,
I'm going to go with UConn and South Carolina.
South Carolina who?
Yeah, and UConn.
And UConn? Yeah, that's one. That's one.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone's saying UConn, which makes me think that I should play devil's advocate and have the defending champs advance to the championship game.
Reigning
and then,
defending champs.
South Carolina, obviously the pick on there, but you know what? Just despite all y'all, I got Louisville advancing, and I got them losing to Stanford.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Like I said, that South Carolina Louisville one, I feel like that's gonna go down to the wire because those I've been paying attention to Louisville throughout their season. They are not a team to mess with. I'm just saying. So
we got to write this down. We got to write a prediction article for the
press. I'm gonna have me a good chuckle if I wind up being right.
So I got Kansas and South Carolina winning the respective Final Fours.
And before we go into our break,
well hang on a
Charles
second.
Charles and I. Charles and I just gotta say. I mean, we keep going on and on about St. Peter's, but we went so far. We love them so much.
Yes.
That you know we gotta strut up.
Yeah, dude. So I went that night after they beat Purdue. I went online. I bought me an Ederick jersey, and if I can get it in my possession soon enough, I'm gonna try to wear it on 4th Street. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that when I'm wearing my Ederick jersey, man.
And for our viewers right now, here is the man Charles was just talking about.
Yep.
Honestly, it looks like a mugshot.
It really does. Doug Ederick was a national sensation. I think that was kind of the funniest story. Not funniest, but I mean, just how he got catapulted.
I think the coach was kind of a national sensation.
Well, and you know, he's in the process. You know, Charlie talked about this after that game. He is in the process of finalizing a coaching deal with Seton Hall, alma mater. Yeah. So
wait, the coach for St.
Yeah, Holloway.
Yep.
Wow.
So. That's the rumor. That's
I went to Seton Hall basketball's Wikipedia page and it says that he's the coach.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm not obviously not the greatest source of information, but that's quite the statement if it's already been edited.
Yeah, and it's been alluded to. I didn't see it in the actual news today.
I just wanted to say that this has been genuinely, because I've been watching this tournament for years. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest tournament I have ever watched. I have ever had the pleasure of watching.
That's an interesting one.
For those of you who have not been paying attention to this tournament, do yourself a favor and pay attention during this Final Four because you've missed a lot of amazing basketball. You missed the greatest Cinderella run in NCAA history.
Even though Kobe disagrees, I got to disagree of you disagreeing. That was the greatest Cinderella run. No team had ever done it before. So.
Bro, Loyola Chicago went to the Final Four. Wait, hold on. Actually, let me fact check this.
I thought it was the Elite Eight, Kobe.
Oh, they did.
They went to the final. Yo, they went to the Final Four.
Not.
But they lost against Michigan.
They were 11 seed.
They were 11 seed. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, not much of a difference.
But yes, but seriously though, this has just been an amazing tournament.
Shout out, Sister Jean.
I very much shout out to you. And she is still, she was so fun that tournament. I loved her so much during that tournament. But anyway, I've absolutely loved this tournament to death. I very much look forward to the conclusion.
Yes. And Charles and I will wear our peacock skin.
Yes. Wait. You didn't say what you bought. What'd you buy?
Oh, I said I got a shirt that says strut up and it's the old fashioned St. Peter's logo.
Yeah, that's fire.
It is fire.
But yeah, that's been our March Madness talk. We kind of went over on that one, but it's March Madness. So. You got to. When Super Bowl, WrestleMania, stuff like that happens, you got to go over. But anyway, when we come back, we will get into our flowers and our outro. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio.
Go Peacocks.
You're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show. We're now giving flowers.
This is Southern Miss Radio.
Hello. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. Thanks, Logan. Again, it is our flower section. Also, before we get into our flowers, quick recap, update on Southern Miss softball. They have pulled off the mercy rule 11-0 on Jackson State. So they have ended their losing streak by getting – and now on a winning streak with two straight wins against Jackson State. So shout out to Southern Miss softball. But we get to our flowers now. And if you're listening to this show for the first time, our flower section is where we give our praise and our respects to every athlete who received, every Southern Miss athlete who's received honors during the week, whether that's currently on every team or former Southern Miss athletes as well. So we got to get into it. Flowers to Christopher Sargent for receiving the Conference USA Hitter of the Week. Also, he won the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association and also was named Co-National Hitter of the Week. But, of course, most importantly, he also won 4th Street Player of the Week. In a landslide, too, on Twitter today. So also remember to vote up for 4th Street Player of the Week every week. Also, flowers to Hurston.
A landslide, a baseball slide.
Okay, that's interesting. I like that one. Also, flowers to Hurston Waldrep for receiving the Conference USA Pitcher of the Week too. He had a very big game against Western Kentucky in their win. So shout out to Hurston Waldrep. He's had a really good season this year. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him as well. And flowers to Miss Trinity Benson for placing fifth with a personal record in the Texas Relays, one of the most prestigious outdoor track events in collegiate sports. So shout out to Trinity Benson and the track team once again.
While we're on the topic of that track team, seriously, all y'all that can make it Friday and Saturday, attend it. Track meet, Southern Miss Invitational, right at the outdoor track and soccer areas.
Yeah.
I spent a good deal of time over there. It's a great atmosphere over there. You guys don't want to miss it.
And yeah, this is the busiest week in Southern Miss sports so far this year. So definitely get out to the events if you can. It's the Founders Week, so they're kind of pushing it too.
Right.
You got plenty of variety to choose from.
So exactly. But if it were up to me to have you do stuff, it would be track.
How can I forget our flowers? We have one more flower. Recently, matter of fact, last Friday was SEJC, the Big Southeast Journalism Conference awards that we had this past Friday, and 4th Street Sports Show placed second in the best radio journalism field. So We didn't win it, but we came close.
First year and getting started.
First year, and we getting second already. So we already know what we're doing next year. So
we'll have an update because this Saturday we're going to the MAB Awards, and 4th Street also placed, as well as we've had some individual awards. Charles won for his TQ story. Lots of coverage that we've done here on 4th Street too. With Austin,
shout out to Shout out to Double G as well. Yeah, he been on this stuff too.
Yeah, he's got some awards too. So we're gonna post something on 4th Street when we have all of that. And thank you. It's all because of the support we've gotten from y'all to keep this going. You know, to keep our little project, our little baby going.
Hey, Kobe, Charlie, Charles, and Smooth Us be the name. 4th Street be the gang. So. And with that being said, we go to our outro now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying on with us for this jam-packed show. We also got to give a special thanks to Mr. Garrett Grove for joining us this week, man. Thank you.
Of course. It's an absolute pleasure.
And anytime you want to come back on and talk Southern Miss sports or just sports in general with us, you can, bro. Thank you. Thank you for coming by this week. So, with that being said, WUSM88.5, SouthernMissRadio.com, Facebook Live. Thank you to everybody watching on Facebook Live, too, as well. The TuneIn Radio app, that's where you can listen to us. And if you didn't listen to us today, the show will be on all podcasting platforms. We'll also be on our YouTube later in the week, too. So subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our different podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, anywhere where you can listen to us at. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all our social media platforms as well. And Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys again for joining us. My name is Kobe.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charlie, not Charles.
And my name is Garrett.
And thank y'all for joining us today. We are the 4th Street Sportsmen. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and we will see you guys next week.
And before we let y'all go, stick around. If you like storytelling, you can tune in to the premiere of the new show, Pod Writer, hosted by another Southern Miss Today guest, Abigail Troth. So not go away for that.
So see y'all next week, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, and peace and love, everyone.
Hasta luego.
3, 2, 1
Thanks for listening to the 4th Street Sports Show. Tune in next week, Tuesday, 5 p.m.